Good morning.
Good morning.
Right there, right there.
Welcome to worship. We are so blessed by your presence today. A few announcements we'll make as we get started. We'd like to find out who is in worship. And the way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you could give us your name, any contact information you choose, and also just check the appropriate boxes. That helps us to get to know you a little bit better and know who was in worship today. We do ask, once it gets to that last person on the pew, if you could send it back to where it got started. And then we ask the first person, when it comes back to you, if you could tear out the pages that were used today. Our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Thank you for your help with that. A few reminders about some announcements that you'll find in the bulletin. We are having normal Sunday evening schedule for our youth, all our music groups. Want to make note of that. This Wednesday evening, we'll continue our regular schedule, but we are starting a new month as far as the meal is concerned. It's fair. We'll be celebrating Fair Month and be cooking out hamburgers and hot dogs every Wednesday night for the month of October. And you'll find the details for that listed under the upcoming events. I want you to make note of that. A reminder to our youth, we are going doing the bus station ministry this Wednesday night. If you wanting to eat before we go, the food line will open a little bit for you prior to 6 o'clock, so that is available to you. But they will be leaving at 6 o'clock to go to the bus station this Wednesday night. Also, there are several announcements concerning our budget process. Many of you have probably received the budget in the mail this week. There's three items there we want you to note there under upcoming events. This Wednesday, during the supper time, the Budget Committee will be available to answer any questions that you might have. Then the following Wednesday, there will be a full discussion on the proposed budget at 6:30 in Smith Hall. And then 2 weeks after that, there will be a vote on approval of the budget. Mission Action Plan for 2012. So just make note of that, and the Budget Committee is there to help answer any questions that you might have. Also, announcement about our deacon nomination process, which has begun. All deacon nomination forms are asked to be turned in by October 16th. There are boxes throughout the church. If you know someone that God's laying on your heart to nominate as deacon, put their name, fill out the, there's a deacon nomination form just like this, and we ask that you help us with getting as many names as possible and helping us through that whole process. So if you have any questions, you can let the deacon nomination committee know about that. Oh, one other announcement. We are very close to it. We've got a few spots left in our worship nursery. There's only 9 spots left, 9 Sundays for the rest of the year that we have opening. So if you're able to help us out with that, if you could speak to me or speak to Beth about filling in some of those roles, we would appreciate it. Any other announcements? Anything? Okay. It's good to be together, isn't it? Beautiful fall Sunday. It's easy on days like this to see the beauty of God and to recognize that He is here. It's not so easy when the storm clouds roll in and the questions come. Today, it may be sunny in your life or it may be stormy, but I want you to hear that God is good, He is alive, and He is well. And He wants to work in your life. He wants to reveal Himself to you. He has done that for 4 young ladies that are coming as candidates for baptism this morning. Even on the darkest day, to see a young person to stand in that baptismal pool and to say publicly, to confess that Jesus is Lord, that's a good day. It is a good day for us to be here. So no matter what's going on in your life, be reminded God is good and He's ready and willing to meet you where you are, to give you everything you need. Let us prepare for worship. My rush to get through all the announcements, I did forget one very important thing. We want to say welcome to our guests. We have ushers that have a job they want to do, and I didn't let them do it. So if you're a guest this morning, we have ushers that are running down the aisles to do their job and skipping and whatever they're doing. They want to give something to you. If you're a guest this morning, I apologize. We want you to raise your hand. And the ushers will recognize you and give you a packet of information. Inside that packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor as well as a newsletter, and it tells you what's going on in the life of our church. We are very blessed by your presence this day. Will you pray with me? Our Father in heaven, I'm not sure where each of us stand with you this morning. But I know that you stand ready and willing to be in this place, to hear us, to be in the midst of our worship. And Father, when you are here, all of our pain and all of our problem disappears. Because in the light of your love, nothing else really matters. Because your love will sustain us. Your presence will give us peace. And that's what we need this morning. So as we come to sing, to pray, to celebrate, may we do it with a full heart and an open mind, ready to receive you and ready to receive a word from you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
I know that many of you are wondering who that person is. It says in the bulletin that it is the pastor. Well, I am Garrett Hayes. I'm a Baptist minister. I've retired from the ministry as far as someone can retire from the ministry. I don't think you officially ever retire from working in God's fields. I want to thank the church here for allowing me to come this morning. And I want to thank Raymond for the privilege of baptizing my granddaughter. We're very excited about that, and we want you to know that we appreciate that.
Sienna, your dad and I are extremely proud of you for your decision to make Jesus Lord of your life and for being baptized today, demonstrating that decision. You have been such a sweet blessing and joy in our lives. From very young in your life, you showed a hunger to know God and a deep love for Him. I can remember when you were very young, as part of your prayers, you would blow kisses to God and tell Him how much you loved Him. It was the most precious thing to watch. Then later, you had an assignment in school. You were supposed to bring a book that told about something inside you. You picked a book about Jesus. You said, "Because that's who lives inside me." I want to read a couple of verses to you today from Colossians 3. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other. Forgive whatever grievance you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. Sienna, God has gifted you with a deep compassion for others. When someone is hurting or alone in the crowd, you never hesitate to try to help them or make them feel more comfortable. Recently, you showed this compassion at an even deeper and more mature level. You had a very, very personal disappointment, and we were driving home, and we stopped at a store to get you a snack. You were very upset still, but you went into the store. There was a homeless man sitting outside the store in the shade. When you came out of the store, you took your purchases and you gave them to that man. Then you came in the car, and with a smile on your face, you said, "Now I feel better." Sharing with another person reminded you how blessed you were. We want to challenge you today to continue to demonstrate God's love to other people through compassion, kindness, gentleness, humility, forgiveness. I also want to remind you of the first verse that you ever memorized and said in children's church. And that verse comes from Proverbs 3:7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Take this verse to heart and always remember that God's wisdom is far greater than our own. Now, in closing, Sienna, I have one more verse to give you, and it comes from Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with your love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Sienna, God delights in the young woman you're becoming. He has a great plan for your life, and He will be there with you through each and every step you take. Take comfort in knowing that through everything, small, large, good, and not so good, He will be there, and He loves you deeply. As your life goes on, may you always take time to stop and feel the warmth of His love and listen for the sweet melody of the song that he sings over your life. Sienna, we love you, and God bless you.
Thank you. I know that many people feel like they have had a part in Sienna's conversion and now baptism. I know the family's here, and I know there's some friends, and maybe there's some others that have encountered her along the way and would like to acknowledge that helpfulness to her by standing at this time as I baptize her. Sienna, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Sienna, will you make him supreme guide in your life for the remainder of your life?
I will.
Baptism is the time when the believer, someone that is already saved, shows to the world, to those that are watching, that they've made that decision in their life. I now baptize Sienna, my sister, in the Lord, which means that she's being buried from the old, and then when she comes up, she will be starting the new life, indicating and demonstrating the start of a new life. The candle demonstrates and illustrates the new life that Sienna is now starting. We hope that you will remember her in your prayers as she grows and becomes a mature Christian and person. Thank you. You may be seated.
I'll ask Rebecca if she would come to the water at this time. For those of you that are here, family members, those who have been a part of Rebecca's Christian education and her journey through Sunday school, Bible study, youth group, choirs, all of these things she's been involved with, I want to ask if you would stand now and remain standing while her father Mitch comes and issues a charge to Rebecca.
Rebecca, years ago, your mom and I talked to you about baptism, and we wanted you to be sure that you understood the meaning and the reasons, and not to be pressured into it. And as time went on, you know, people would approach and say, "When's Rebecca going to get baptized?" And I knew, you know, we knew that was between you and God, and when the time came, you'd do it. Whether you know it or not, God's been working in you for a real long time. Seems like you've known forever that hugs and kind words can brighten people's day. And you've always given them freely. You have a compassionate heart. You constantly use your talents and gifts from God to serve others and this church body in a lot of ways. And I'll bet that when others thank you for what you're doing, you think to yourself that you hadn't done anything special. And that that's just the way it's supposed to be. You got quite a head start on the way Jesus wants us all to be. Life's going to challenge you. And things in this world are trying to change your heart and draw you away from what you know to be right in the eyes of God. And your willingness to serve and do for others is going to cause you to get hurt a lot. But just remember where to turn when things go bad. Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." And 1 Peter 1:3 says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called Him by His own glory and goodness. And last night when I was writing this, you came into the room and asked me if I was going to read your favorite verses. You know, I said, sure. And the whole time I was saying, how am I going to fit these in to what I've already written? And you gave me the verses after this was written. So it fits so well. So there again, as some of the people know in this church, I end up eating crow a lot when it comes to God and the faith and Him doing things and just letting go. So I can say without a doubt that God's working through you. If you follow Him and listen to Him, His love will continue to grow in you.
Rebecca, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is a pleasure, it's an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your mom is here, and she's got a candle for you. And that candle is representative of your life, your new life in Christ, and how we're commanded to let our light shine before men. This is Kelly McCrary, and I want to invite those who are family members who've come to be with us today, as well as those who have participated, those, your back corner back there, Kelly, they're cheering for you today. I want to invite them to stand, those that have been supporters of Kelly and Jason and really encouraged them or brought them to this point. If you would join family in standing, and all those that have been a part of their Christian education to this point, if you would stand, please, while Kelly's husband comes to deliver the charge. Jason, if you would, buddy.
Kelly, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I know you're nervous of it. Okay. Kelly, you're a great wife. You're a great mother and a great person. You're always putting everybody and thinking of everybody before yourself, and that's what we're supposed to do. I'm going to read a Bible verse that I want you to take with you that I think will help you on your journey. It's from Joshua 1:9. It says, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you. We're on this journey together, and I'm always here for you. I love you.
Kelly, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Kelly, your brother's here, and he's going to give you your candle. I invite you to take that, and every time you see it, it reminds you to let your light shine before men. This is Kimmy Taylor, and I want to invite those of you that have been a part of her Christian journey, or family members, those that have been encouraging her in Sunday school and in all the interaction that she's had with us here at College Park. If you would join me in standing and her family in standing as her mom comes to issue a challenge to her.
Hey, honey bunny. I just want to tell you how proud I am of you. But I also want to say that you did this. And all this is what you've done. I can't take the credit for it. It's a lot of hard work and practice. And I appreciate you so much for the woman that you've become. And I'm really, really proud of you right now. I thank God that he gave you to me, and that I've been able to share your life with you. And you've taught me way more than I could ever teach you. We've shared a lot of Bible verses between us that are kind of private. But you've had a lot of difficult times in your life, and you've overcome them. And this moment right now, everything that's happened to you has brought you right where you are here. And I'm so thankful that you found a good community to be part of, and that you've just embraced everyone here, and that they've embraced you. The verse I have for you is Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who've been called according to his purpose. And then it goes on and says, if God is for you, who can be against you? And then I just have one more thing to say. Well, there you go.
Kimmy, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure, it's an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. David's behind you here, and he has a candle for you. Hang on to that and let that remind you to let your light shine before me. Thank you. You may be seated. Would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, it is a day of celebration. We know that the angels in heaven rejoice when someone who is lost comes to know you. And in each of these cases, these young ladies have walked with you. They've known you for quite some time, but today they come and they give public testimony to that, and they follow the example of your Son. And what a glorious picture that is for us. People willing to follow the example of your Son. We pray that in our own lives, we would recall not only our day of acceptance of Jesus Christ, but also the day when we publicly said, I want to be identified with Jesus Christ. I want to be obedient to his calling in my life. God, it's a glorious day indeed. Challenge us, encourage us as we walk closer to you. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Will you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you for being with us today here in your house. We thank you for the privilege of worshiping you. We celebrate the baptism of these four, and we honor you in doing this, and we so appreciate their witness and testimony. We thank you for their families who have nurtured them this far, and we pray that we as a church family will continue to nurture and encourage them. We thank you for the many, many ways you bless us. As we return a bit of those blessings today, we pray that they will be used to be a light to the world of who you are. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
was poor, I was weak. I was the definition of the spiritually bankrupt condition, so in need of help. I was unsatisfied, hungry and thirsty when you rushed to my side. So unworthy, still you gave yourself away. That's the motion of mercy, changing the way and the why we are. That's the motion of mercy, moving my heart. Now I'm filled by a love that calls me to action. I was empty before, now I'm drawn to compassion and to give myself away. And that's the motion of mercy, changing the way and the why we are. That's the motion of mercy, moving my heart, living for the lost, loving till it burns, no matter what the cost, like you love me first. That's the motion of mercy. God gave me strength to give something for nothing. I wanna be a glimpse of the kingdom that's coming soon. And that's the motion of mercy, changing the way and the why we are. That's the motion of mercy, like you love me first. That's the motion of mercy, moving my heart, living for the lost, loving till it hurts, no matter what the cost, like you love me first. That's the motion of mercy.
It's only as we understand the nature of God's grace and God's mercy can we even begin to grasp what it means to come to the Lord's table. Because when we come to the Lord's table, we are remembering the nature of His sacrifice for us. And in that, there's freedom. There should also be an element of introspection, self-examination, allowing God to show us those areas in our life that we need to fully surrender to Him. So I challenge you, as we begin the process of taking the Lord's Supper, I want you to also begin in your heart and in your mind, looking within and allowing God to illuminate those areas of your life that you need to fully surrender to Him. If you will do that, this could be one of the most meaningful days of your life. Let me say a word about communion at College Park. It's open communion, and what that means is if you are a believer, we invite you to take communion with us. You do not have to be a member of this church. If you are a believer, we want to commune with you. And the Father desires to commune with you.
Thank you. When Jesus met with his disciples on that night in the upper room, he knew what he must give. He knew the nature of the sacrifice. And he also knew we would come to understand it as time progressed in our Christian journey. But without hesitation, he gave freely of himself so that we could remember by taking and eating. we've said before, but my favorite part of the story of the Last Supper is when Jesus talks about the cup. Because he said, this is a new covenant in my blood. And what that says to me is it's a new start. It's a fresh start. It's a new arrangement. It is God understanding that I failed miserably, and it's a fresh new start. And when we approach the cup in that way, thinking, God, thank you for a new arrangement through Jesus Christ, we know that in and of ourselves we're not good, but he is, and we thank him for the gift, the sacrifice, grace that he extends to us. So as you drink, think about the nature of the sacrifice and the grace that it gives to us. Coming to the Lord's Supper reminds us of a lot of things, perhaps. Seeing new believers come to know Christ and then being faithful and follow him in the baptism waters maybe reminds you of the time that you stepped into the waters and the things that you were thinking, the emotions that you felt. And those are all good, but I think it should also center us on what's the most important. What are the core beliefs of our faith? And I want to invite you to affirm your beliefs as we covenant together with these new believers. So if you would take your order of service, on the left-hand side, there's a covenant with new believers, and I invite you to participate by reading responsively with me. I'll read the light print, and you can join in the dark print. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers for each other's and each new believers?
I will.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost?
I will.
Will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will.
These things we covenant together before God. Amen. I want to ask that each of you young ladies, if you would come join me here for just a moment. We are going to have a hymn in just a moment, but I want to offer to them their certificate of baptism. Y'all come on up. Certificate of baptism and a new Bible. Kimmy, it's your certificate of baptism. Kelly, and Sienna, and Rebecca. We also have a Bible for each of you. I challenge you. You know, if we believe that God's Word is alive and dynamic, I challenge you to make it alive and dynamic in your own life. And we have to read it in order for that to happen. He's revealed himself through his Son and through his people. And it will change your life if you will make it a part of your daily disciplines. Rebecca. Sienna. Kelly. I'm going to have these young ladies take a seat for just a moment, and we're going to stand and sing a hymn. And following the hymn, this is going to look like a receiving line down here, but I want these ladies to come back, and I would like for their family to come stand with them so that you can put all the pieces and faces together. So if you ladies would have a seat right now, and we'll have you come back in just a moment. But I want to give you an opportunity to respond. You've seen a lot that's happened in worship this morning. You've seen believers be faithful to the Lord's calling in their life and the Lord's example. We've communed together and with God. And if you're here this morning, you say that I'm not there, but I would like to be. I'm not a believer right now, but I would like to be. Please tell me more about how I can have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You would make my day if you would come say that, because I'd have an opportunity to share with you how you can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I'd love to do that. If you're here this morning and you do have a relationship with Christ, but maybe you're struggling a little bit, would like for me to pray for you, or perhaps you just want to come and pray, the altar will be open. Come, feel free to do that. If you're here and you say, I am a believer and I'd like to be a member of this church, there are many ways that we receive members. I'll be glad to share that with you. But whatever opportunity you want to take to do business with God, I invite you to do that as we stand and sing together now. Benediction. I want to ask family and baptism, candidates here, if you will just go ahead and come right on up. We'll give them a chance to move so they don't get caught up in the rush. People get into the cafeteria after we get done. And I hope that you won't rush off to the cafeteria before you come and greet these beautiful families. And it's going to stretch away, so we'll go all the way across here. Yeah. Following the benediction and the response, I invite you to greet one another, greet these before we go out. Let's pray together. God, you are a merciful God. You are a gracious God. And we pray that in response to your gift to us, that we would be faithful, that we would love you enough to obey your commandments, that we would love you enough to tell others of that unselfish, unbelievable love. God, we pray that as we go from here, that you would fill us with your grace and with your courage and with your strength so that we can be a light before men. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray.